But let's get into this now. Did you see that story around the businesswoman Bridget Motsepe-Radebe? Basically, Botswana has added her to a list of undesirable individuals who should apply for a visa before entering the country. So you may ask, what happened? Well, Botswana accuses her of being at the center of a plot to topple incumbent president Mokgweetsi Masisi. And local newspapers in Botswana were reporting that Motsepe-Radebe and another SA businessman, Malcolm X, wanted Masisi to be replaced by a former cabinet minister, Pelonomi Vincent Muitoi. And apparently they even promised to channel about 79 million rand to his campaign. But here's where it gets interesting. Our Minister of International Relations, Lindiwe Sisulu, flew to Botswana to meet with the president of Botswana. And the president of that country has hinted on Facebook that the meeting focused on the decision that Botswana took to impose visa restrictions on Motsepe-Radebe. And the Department of International Relations says that those discussions between the minister and the president remain confidential. But here's the question. If government stepped in by sending Minister Lindiwe Sisulu to address this issue, particularly where it regards to Motsepe-Radebe's movements being restricted in Botswana, where she has mining interest, how different is it then to that situation around the Guptas? Let's welcome now political financial analyst Kaya Sithole, who joins us on the line. Kaya, good afternoon to you. I mean, I remember when the banks closed their accounts with the Guptas and former President Jacob Zuma intervened by sending then Minister Museveni Zizwani to speak to the banks, and government received harsh criticism because they were getting involved in the private matters of normal private business people in South Africa. And the question was, Bangenapi, is this different this time around?
No, and I think the reality here, Clement, is that we have two types of civilians in the country. Mm. There's you and I who would never be able to lobby any part of government to actually advocate for our interests. And of course, you then have the people who enjoy very close proximity to decision makers and politicians. So for me, this is yet another classic exhibit of such a problem. Why it is a problem, of course, is that one then has to then ask the minister, in particular, Lindiwe Sisulu, if this is going to be the new precedent. Is the government always going to intervene in matters where a civilian simply has found a way to err or be on the wrong side of a foreign government, and then that government simply then says, we want you to actually be on a visa watch list? This doesn't mean that she's banned from Botswana. It simply says that, unlike you now, who can simply just cross over the border and go into Botswana, she has to make an application, just like Julius Malema and all the leaders of the EFF, exactly, who are also on that same watch list. And what that will mean is that the Botswana government will then decide on, based on the issues of that are prevailing at that point in time, whether they like to let her into the country or not. So unfortunately, it does remind us of that famous family that used to be based in Saxonhove, and the question has to be, why would a minister actually go all out to lobby for the interests of a private citizen, unless it's a diplomatic matter, which in my case it isn't.
And it's very difficult then to distance her from the family dynamics, because President Cyril Ramaphosa is her brother-in-law, and you also have Mr. Motsepe, the businessman, who is her brother as well. So she comes and she's in this powerful family as well. But when it comes to government, President Cyril Ramaphosa is in a way or so involved because he's family at the end of the day. So it's difficult to also distance herself from those dynamics.
I really do think it is a misstep, particularly on the part of Cyril Ramaphosa, because what you're seeing here is that the waters are going to be muddied by the fact that had she not been a family member, had she not been a prominent person in society, would such an intervention have taken place? So the government may argue that they simply are acted to protect the general business interests of South Africans who are operating abroad. But of course, you cannot deny the fact that the president enjoys family relationships with Bridget Radebe. So of course, we will never know what the true answer is. The government may spin it one way or another, but it will leave a sour taste unless in the extraordinary circumstances where a similar civilian is caught in the same matter and the government intervenes. But I don't imagine that will happen anytime soon.